as the Blue Jays are playing Centura tonight. Adams Central will play the winner of that ball game in the semifinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Got the boys' side of things coming up next year on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central is the number 3 seed here in the conference tournament. They're getting ready to play Wood River. The Eagles are the number 6 seed. Adams Central coming in, a record of 13 wins and only one loss on the year. That was their defeat they took to Grand Island Central Catholic last week. Wood River, they come into the contest tonight with a record of 8 wins and 5 losses, but the Eagles have won 5 games in a row as they enter the conference tournament here tonight. Other games going on in the Luplat Conference tournament for the boys. The number 1 seed, the Ravenna Blue Jays, they are ranked number 1 in Class C2 this week, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. They are playing Donovan Trumbull tonight in Ravenna. The other quarterfinal games will have Loup City at home tonight to take on Kearney Catholic. Adams Central at home here against Wood River. And St. Paul is the number 2 seed. The Wildcats are facing Ord tonight in St. Paul. Semifinals, the winners will play on Friday night at Kearney Catholic High School at 6:15 and at 8 o'clock. And then the boys' championship is going to be played on Saturday night at 8 at Kearney Catholic. If the Patriots win here, they would play the winner of the St. Paul-Ord game coming up on Friday night at 8 o'clock at Kearney Catholic. But Adams Central 13-1 on the season. And the Patriots' only loss this year was that defeat to the hands of Grand Island Central Catholic back on January 23rd. The Crusaders beat Adams Central by the score of 60-50. Patriots have played one game since then. They went on the road and beat Lexington by the score of 71-53. The Eagles have won 5 games in a row heading down this stretch. Started with a 69-56 win over Broken Bow. Then they took on Loup City at home and beat the Red Raiders 60-37. They beat Central City at home 56-46. Went on the road and beat Ord in overtime 76-67. And they knocked off Gibbon by the score of 63-41. Second meeting of the season between Adams Central and Wood River this year. Adams Central knocked off Wood River earlier this year, back the second weekend of the season. They beat them by the score of 71-54. So it's Adams Central and Wood River getting ready to go at it here tonight at Boys High School Basketball. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym, Wood River and Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Starting lineups for Wood River, Brock Baxter, a 5'9" senior. Baxter averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ryan Powell, a 5'11" junior, averaging 10 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Luke Wiseman, a 5'11" junior. Wiseman averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Mitch Bossart is a 6-foot senior. Bossart averaging 10 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And then Cooper Wissing is their leading scorer and leading rebounder. Wissing is a 6'3" junior, averaging 12 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. Wood River, a team that is averaging 56 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 51.8 on the defensive end. The Eagles are hitting 42% of their field goal tries so far this year, 29% from three-point territory, and 55% from the free throw line. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. Adams Central and Wood River on 1230 KHAS. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. By the way, the Nebraska men's basketball team in action tonight in Lincoln at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Kansas State leading Nebraska by a score of 34-22. Adams Central coming in 13-1 on the year. They are averaging 65 points per ball game on offense, giving up 48.3 on the defensive end. Nate Arlt gets to start, the 5'9" senior. Arlt is averaging 8 points per ball game. Brady Barrett, the 6-foot sophomore, averaging 14 points per ball game. Nick Stein, the 6'1" junior, averaging 7 points per game. Zach Hunt, the 6'1" senior, averaging 17 points per ball game. And Connor Lyons, a 6'3" senior, averaging 7 points per ball game. Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our right. We're set to go. The Patriots in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the red here this evening. Wood River dressed in their road purple uniforms here tonight. As Wood River controls the opening tip, there's a feed out outside the three-point circle, and immediately Zach Hutt tips the ball out of bounds. Patriots do a great job on defense, forcing 13 turnovers on the defensive end and giving up only 48.3 points per ball game. Just underway, boys high school basketball tonight. This is the quarterfinals of the Loupland Conference Tournament on 1230 KHIS. Luke Wiseman has got the ball for Wood River. They pounded inside to Wissing. His pass over in the wing on the right side tipped out of bounds. Cooper Wissing is their go-to man. He's knocking down 49% of his field goal tries this year, averaging 12 points and 9 rebounds per game. Opening possession of the ball game, Wood River has got it. Brock Baxter has got it out here in three-point territory to the near sideline to Luke Wiseman. Wiseman takes the ball into the lane, stops there. His pass deflected out of bounds. Patriots getting their hands on the basketball here, but just can't grab it. Knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Wood River playing things in. Just underway, we're 35 seconds into the ball game. No score between the Eagles and the Patriots here tonight. Wiseman will play things in. That's a Brock Baxter with the ball out here in three-point territory. Brings it back into the offensive zone here. As Adams Central playing a tough man-to-man defense. There's a pass down on the baseline. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds. So after all that, after Wood River had the ball for 45 seconds, they don't get a shot away, and they turn the ball over to the Patriots. AC comes back the other direction. Here comes Adams Central on the drive now. It's going to be a Zach Hunt. Brings it up against Wiseman. Gets it into the forecourt. Outside down to Barrett. Shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound underneath. There's a shot taken. It's no good. And the foul is called. That's Calvin Ott who is getting the start tonight for Adams Central. He got the offensive board and he is fouled on the putback attempt. So Ott goes to the free throw line now for AC. Personal foul goes on Mitch Bossart out of Wood River. That's going to be his first. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Calvin Ott. Ott, a 50% foul shooter on the season, is now 8 out of 15 from the free throw line, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Ott's second shot is up and in. So Calvin Ott, the 6'2" junior, getting the start tonight for head coach Tom Slechta. And he gets the first 2 points of the ball game on a couple of free throws. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's a shot by Wiseman from 7 feet away. It's going to be no good. Arnold had a rebound, had it knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touch by Mitch Bossart out of Wood River. AC will play things in here in backcourt. Eagles applying some pressure back here. Here's the pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped away from Ott, and the ball is going to be recovered by Wood River. First turnover on the Patriots here in the ballgame. Wiseman down the far sideline now to Brock Baxter. Bounce pass goes inside as they get it to Bossart. His feet into the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Arlt. He comes back. Here's Barrett with the ball back outside to Nate down in the corner. With the basketball there is going to be Hunt for AC. Back out on the wing. Connor Lyons for three. Shot good. Connor Lyons nails the tray, and Adams Central is out to a 5-0 lead. The Patriots have had some great games and great starts here in the ballgame this year. Here's a steal by Nate. Gets it down to 4 to Hunt. He drops one home. Zach Hunt gets the field goal, and the Patriots have scored the first 7 points in the ballgame. And now Wood River calls a timeout. This is the way Adams Central has started all season long in most of their ballgames, out to quick starts in the first quarter. And the Patriots have scored the first 7 points in the ballgame. We've got 6:04 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 7, Wood River nothing.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime in Lincoln tonight. Kansas State leading Nebraska 42-28. That's a men's college basketball. Kansas State 42, Nebraska 28. They are at halftime at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 7-0 to score here. Adams Central with the lead over Wood River. Here's Baxter cranking up a three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Wood River can't save it from going out of bounds on the rebound. And Adams Central will play things in. Wiseman had his hands on it there for the Eagles, but could not grab it. And Adams Central will play things in backcourt. Patriots out to a 7-0 lead. Nate Arnold to the far sideline to Brady Barrett. Down in the corner for Lyons. Three. Good. Connor Lyons with a couple of three-pointers here to start the ball game. It's 10-0. Patriots out on top of the Eagles here tonight. Luke Wiseman, bounce pass goes inside to Bossart. Back out to Wiseman. Shot for three, no good. Tap try is up and in. Right in front of the basket, Cooper Wissing gets the offensive board, and he drops it down through the hole. 10-2. Here's Lyons back the other way. His three-pointer put up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Baxter. A quick shot taken there by Connor Lyons from deep in the left corner. Now Baxter brings the ball back, and he has it tipped out of his hands out of bounds. Wood River will play things in. 5:09 to play here in the first quarter. 10-2 the score. Patriots out on top here. Adams Central, the number three seed here in this Lupac Conference basketball tournament. Brock Baxter has got the ball for Wood River. Comes out to Ryan Powell, who touches the ball for the first time tonight. Now to Wiseman. Now to Baxter. Inlet pass goes inside to Lehner. The foul is going to be called as Cooper Wissing got the ball, but he was fouled from behind by Connor Lyons. First foul in Lyons in the ball game. First team foul in the Patriots. No free throws here as Wood River will play things in. That's Luke Wiseman comes out into three-point territory, nearly intercepted by Hunt. Is it under control? Now to Wissing inside. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Wissing, and shot to be blocked down by Ott. Into the hands of Ryan Powell. Dribbles inside, puts up a five-footer and scores. Ryan Powell gets the field goal after Ott got the block for Adams Central. Here's Nate Arlt back down for AC. Hunt goes cross-court. Here's a long-range jumper from three. That one won't go from Barrett. Rebound comes down to Calvin Ott. Back out to Barrett on the wing. Now to Connor Lyons. Connor comes across the top. Zachson has got it now. 4:27 to play in the first quarter. 10-4 the score. Patriots out on top against the Wood River Eagles as Hunt drives the ball toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. He was fouled on the way in. It's going to go on Ryan Powell of Wood River. That's going to be his first. No free throws. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Zach Hunt gets it to Nate Arlt. Hammers the ball inside to Ott. His shot is up in the air. Nice pass by Nate Arlt. And Calvin Ott is wide open in the lane, and he drops it down through the hole. The Patriots are out on top now by a score of 12-4. Here comes Wood River back with the ball. Here's Mitch Bossart with it now on the right sideline. He gets it over to Luke Wiseman, and he is out of bounds. Wiseman just lost where he was on the floor there and received that ball, and he had a foot on the sideline, so a turnover on Wood River. That's their fourth of the ball game. 12-4. Adams Central out to an early 8-point lead here in this one. Nate Arlt drives the ball to the baseline there for the Patriots. Stops, comes out to Barrett on the wing. Cranks up the three ball. His shot is up there. He hits it. Brady Barrett hits the tray. Long-range jumper there by Barrett. And the Patriots now lead by a score of 15-4 here in the first quarter. Cooper Wissing down in the corner to Powell. His shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Lyons had a rebound. Lost it. Picked up in the lane by Wissing. His shot up there from point-blank range. No good. Rebound comes down to Hunt. Long pass down the floor, deflected away, but picked up by Calvin Ott. Ott double team, triple team, sends it back out to Lyons. Now to Nate Arlt for three. Shot is up there. It's short. Now for the rebound, brought down there by Hunt. Goes back up, shoots and scores. Zach Hunt now with 4 points in the ball game. The Patriots lead 17-4, and Wood River calls the timeout. Head coach Dave Ball is up for the Wood River Eagles as Adams Central is out to an early lead here. The Patriots have the lead, 3:16 to play in the first quarter. Adams Central 17, Wood River 4.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central out on top. 17-4 is the score over Wood River. The Patriots have hit three-pointers already here in this basketball game. As now a 17-4 lead for AC over Wood River. The Patriots have forced four turnovers on the other end. Ryan Powell's got a field goal for the Eagles. Cooper Wissing has got two. Adams Central off to a quick start here tonight. 17-4 is the score. Here's a Seth Bossert into the ball game now for Wood River. Goes on the wing to Smith. His shot is up there and in. So some new folks into the ball game at the 3 minute and 16 second mark as Chad Smith hits the three pointer. And it's now 17-7 in favor of Adams Central. Here's Hunt driving the ball into the lane. And now we got a foul call as Hunt goes down. Tripped on the play, and a foul is going to go on Wood River's Seth Bossart. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Eagles. Zach Hunt will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own hoop. 17-7, Adams Central has got the lead. Connor Lyons goes over to Jake Fowler, who's into the ball game. Down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Nick Stein, and the rebound comes down to Wood River. Eagles runner back the other way. Brock Baxter drives it down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Tough shot there as Brock Baxter in the lane scores for Wood River. 17-9. Adams Central now has an 8-point lead. Here's Fowler with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Nice feed to Calvin Ott, and he lays it in. Calvin Ott gets the field goal, but that play was made by Jake Fowler. Got the dribble penetration, took it into the lane, and Calvin Ott got the easy field goal for Adams Central. Driving for the basket here is Bossart, and he's fouling the play. So Seth Bossart will go to the free throw line now for Wood River. He was fouling the play by Connor Lyons. The second foul in Connor in the ball game. Team foul number two on Adams Central. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Bossart for Wood River, a 58% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bossart, 10 out of 18 from the free throw line now, averaging 3 points and two rebounds per game. Matt Overmiller comes into the ball game now for Adams Central. Also coming in is going to be Nick Stein. Albanot's going to check out, and also Zach Hunt going to check out, or check that. Here's Bossart. He hits his second free throw. So Fowler on the floor along with Matt Overmiller for Adams Central. Now Nick Stein has got it. Zach Hunt still on the floor for AC as well. Angling in is going to be Brady Barrett, who's back into the ball game. Now here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Stein. The ball tipped to the near side. It's going to be picked up by Fowler. His pass intercepted. Intercepted by Baxter, and then he loses the ball out of bounds. 1:54 to play now here in the first quarter. It is 19-10, the Patriots out on top. And now head coach Tom Slechta, I think, wants to call a timeout. Yeah, Tom Slechta wants to call a timeout here for the Patriots. So we'll take a break, a minute and 54 seconds to play. Boys high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central out of the gates early. 19-10, the Patriots have the lead. You're listening to high school basketball.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball coming your way tomorrow night. We'll be on the road with the Hastings College basketball teams playing in Seward tomorrow night against the Bulldogs of Concordia for the brand new Dog Pound in Seward. Airtime 5:45, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Both games right here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central girls winning earlier tonight over Donovan Trumbull. They won big, 41-17. And now the Adams Central boys trying to advance to the semifinals of the Lupland Conference Tournament with a win here tonight. Here's Brady Barrett for Adams Central. Dribble penetration, takes it to the free throw line. Out of Fowler, hops in the lane. Tries to dish it off. Now he does to Overmiller. Back outside. Here's Stein driving the ball in the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wood River. Cooper Wissing with a rebound. Gets it to Brock Baxter. 19-10 to score. The Patriots with a 9-point lead. Baxter, he pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer and hits it. The second group that came in for Wood River put some points on the scoreboard after that first group had a tough time. Adams Central got out to the early lead in this one at 17-4. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be up there. No good by Fowler. Rebound comes down to Wood River, and the foul is going to be called. Again, Cooper Wissing got the rebound there for the Eagles. And the foul is going to go here on Wood River as well. A rebounding foul on the Eagles with a minute and 5 seconds to play. It's going to go on Bossart. That's going to be his second. Stein out of the ball game now for AC. Nate Arl comes back in there, and Nate will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The foul goes on the Bossart for the Eagles. That's going to be team foul number four on Wood River. Here's the inbound pass by Nate, and it's going to be taken down here by Wood River. So a turnover at Adams Central inbounding the ball. Here's a Luke Wiseman with it now for Wood River. Comes out. That's Ryan Powell. Down to a Chad Smith over here on the left sideline. They work it back around the three-point circle on the right side to Ryan Powell. Inside, turnaround jumper up and in. Mitch Bossart scores there for Wood River. The Eagles have battled back. Now 19-14. They've come back to outscore Adams Central 10-2 here in the past couple of minutes. Jake Fowler comes out on top to Nate Arnold. His pass deflected off of the glass. It's going to be taken down here by Cooper Wissing. Turnover number three now on the Patriots. 25 seconds to play in the first quarter, 19-14. Adams Central with a lead, so Adams Central, after a big lead early, struggling here down the stretch. Luke Wiseman goes to the far side, a three-pointer put up there by Ryan Powell, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Jake Fowler gets the ball ahead to Matt Overmiller. Nice pass to Arnold, a shot up and in, he's fouled. Nate Arnold gets the field goal for Adams Central. He'll go to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play. He was fouled on the play by Ryan Powell of Wood River. That's going to be Powell's second. Nice pass by Matt Overmiller. For Adams Central, he gets the assist. Now the Patriots leading by the score of 21-14 here in the ballgame. We're in the first quarter. 7.8 seconds remaining. Nate Arnold will go to the free throw line. A 64% foul shooter for AC. His shot is up there. That one's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Wood River. Luke Wiseman has got it ahead now for the Eagles. Kicks it back out. Here's Baxter for three. Shot is up there, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So Adams Central jumps out to the early 17-4 lead here over Wood River. But the Eagles come battling back. And at the end of the first quarter, Adams Central has got a 7-point lead. The Patriots 21, Wood River 14.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym, 21-14 is the score. Adams Central out on top of Wood River tonight. Here the Adams Central girls winning over Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 41-17. Adams Central outscores the Cardinals in the second half 26-6 after AC led 15-11 at halftime. Jalinda Hodson led the way for Adams Central, 13 points. Donovan Trumbull in the ballgame and a tough time shooting the basketball as they hit less than 20% from the field. In fact, they were at 18% for the ballgame, 7 out of 38. But Adams Central wins it in the girls' ballgame tonight, 41-17 over Donovan Trumbull. So Adams Central girls will play in their semifinals on Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Kearney Catholic. There's a shot taken by Nate Arnold to get the second quarter underway. It's going to be good. Arnold now with 4 points in the basketball game, and now Nate commits the personal foul here in backcourt. So he gets the field goal in the lane, and then Nate, as the Wood River tries to bring the ball up, is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be the first one on Arnold. Third team foul on the Patriots. 23-14 is the score now. Adams Central has got the lead. Baxter has got the ball here for Wood River. Drives it down the left side of the lane, dumps it off down low. That's Smith with the ball, and he's hacked on the arm as he goes up for the shot. So Smith will go to the free throw line. Nate Arnold again committing the personal foul. Second foul on Nate. So Smith will go to the free throw line, a 75% foul shooter on the season. Nick Stein is down at the scorers table here for AC. He will check in. Smith will go to the free throw line, a 75% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Smith now with 4 points in the ballgame. Arnold comes out of the ballgame now, and Stein comes in. 23-15, Adams Central has got the lead in boys high school basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. Second shot by Smith is up there at end, so he hits a pair. Wood River now 3 out of 4 on free throws tonight, and the Eagles are back to within 7 points, 23-16. Zach Hunt with the ball now for the Patriots. Down the right sideline, jump pass, they get it to Calvin Ott, right side of the lane. Back outside, dribble penetration. Brady Barrett dribbles down the lane, has it knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Bossart now for Wood River. Eagles have got it. Baxter out here in three-point territory, 23-16. The Patriots out on top by seven. Baxter, dribble penetration, splits a couple of defenders, goes to Smith on the baseline, shot no good. Rebounded on the weak side now by AC. Barrett gets the ball ahead. Barrett now to Hunt, hops into the lane, loses control of the ball. It is loose and it's picked up here by Wood River. That Smith gets the ball down to four to Wiseman, and he's fouled with the play. Brady Barrett picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his first. The Patriots with five turnovers already here in this first half of play. Patriots average 17 in the season. 23-16. Adams Central leading by 7 points. Wood River will inbound the ball. Baxter has got it. Steps it across the midcourt stripe here as he works against Zach Hunt. Baxter gives it up now to a Bossart. Feeds it back inside to Wissing. Down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there. No good by Wiseman. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Stein. So Wood River will play things in. Adams Central is 13-1 on the season. Wood River has won 5 games in a row. They are 8-5 coming into this one tonight. Smith will inbound the ball. Baseline right side for the Eagles. Lobs it over here on the wing. That's going to be Luke Wiseman with the ball. Right-handed dribble. Goes to the far sideline. Down to Smith. Gets away from Stein. Stops at the elbow. Pass comes across the lane. Down to Wiseman. Bounce pass inside. It's too far. Trying to get it to Wissing. And the ball is through too far. It's going to be the fifth turnover on Wood River. Here's a three-pointer. Put it back at the other way. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Hunt. His foul shot is up and in. Hunt misses the three-pointer. The ball comes right back to him. And he drives it to the basket and scores. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame, 25-16. Patriots out on top by 9. Wiseman has got it. Here on the left sideline, down to Brock Baxter. Baxter around the screen, takes it to the right side of the floor. Here's a feed to the right sideline to Smith. The shot is up there from 3, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Barrett gets the ball ahead and throws the ball out of bounds. Barrett trying to take it down the floor to Calvin Ott. That's way too far. 6 turnovers now in the Patriots here in the ballgame. 25-16, AC with a lead. At halftime, Kansas State leading Nebraska in men's college basketball, 42-28. That game being played at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. The Nebraska women will put their 19-game winning streak on the line tomorrow night. 25-16, Adams Central on the lead. Here's a Bossart again, gets away, goes for the basket. His shot is up there, it's no good. He loses control of the ball, back out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Patriots leading by 9. 5:36 to play. In the second quarter, Adams Central hit 53% of their shots in the first quarter, 8 of 15. Wood River was 6 out of 14 for 43%. Patriots hit 3 out of 7 on three-pointers for 43%. Wood River was 1 out of 4 for 25%. The Patriots had an early lead, 17-4. Wood River came back to pull within 7 points at the end of one quarter, 21-14. Here's Hunt. His shot in the lane is up and in. Zach Hunt is averaging 17 points per ball game. He's already had 4 field goals in this one. Hunt with 8 points in the ball game, 27-16. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's a shot taken by Bossart. No good. Rebound comes down to Hunt of Adams Central. 25-16, Patriots with an 11-point lead. Hunt gets away, drives it all the way with the basket. His shot is up there and in. Found a little seam in the defense. A little tricky move out there at the free throw line and took it right down the lane. 29-16. Adams Central now leading by 13 points here in the ball game. Here's Baxter with the ball for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down the hole it goes. Against the lucky rolls, it was dancing around on the rim. A 3-pointer by Brock Baxter. He's got 7. 29-19. 10-point lead. Hunt driving down the lane. Big collision. No foul call. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central ball. Hunt drives down the lane and runs over Mitch Bossart. No personal foul called. As the ball goes trickling out of bounds, Adams Central will play things in. They give it to the Patriots here. That's going to be Zach Hunt inbounding the ball to Connor Lyons, who's back into the ball game. Out of Barrett, Zach Hunt again, right side of the lane. Out to Brady Barrett, now to Hunt. Wood River is playing a man-to-man defense, 29-19. Patriots leading by 10. Hunt, dribble penetration, down in the corner. Barrett for 3, shot good. Brady had 32 points the other night in that win over Lexington. He's nailed 2 3-pointers here in this contest. He's got 6 points. And Adams Central has now got a 13-point lead again at 32-19. Brock Baxter has got the ball at the top of the key. Fakes the 3. Comes to the near sideline to Powell. His shot for 3 is up there. No good. Rebound to Cooper Wissing. Kicks it back out to Baxter for 3. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ott had the rebound. Had it tipped out of his hands. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be AC basketball. And now the Patriots want to call a timeout. So Tom Slechta calls the timeout here. 3:50 to play in the second quarter from the Patriot gym. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 32, Wood River 19.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 18 minutes to play now in Lincoln. The Huskers have scored the first 7 points of the second half, and now Nebraska trails 10th-ranked Kansas State 42-35. 42-35, Kansas State leading Nebraska with 18 minutes to play in the ballgame at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 32-19, Adams Central has got the lead here. This is a Loop-Lat Conference tournament tonight on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central looking to gain his semifinal berth here tonight. There's Hunt driving the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cooper Wissing. Wissing has got it down for Wood River. Gets it into the hands of Brock Baxter. Baxter out here in three-point territory. Boots it to the right side of the floor. Bossart has got it now. Dribbles once against Nick Stein to the free throw line. Here's a shot by Egger that's up there, no good. Rebound Wissing. Foul shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. So Riley Egger now in the ball game for Wood River. He takes that shot from the free throw line. That would not go. But Cooper Wissing right there with a rebound and a foul for Wood River. He is fouling the play here by Stein of Adams Central. That's going to be Nick's first. And going to the free throw line will be Cooper Wissing now for Wood River. Wissing is averaging 12 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. His shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Wissing will have one more. Cooper is a 52% foul shooter in the season. Connor Lyons coming out of the ball game now for Adams Central. Here comes Zach Hollister in now for head coach Tom Slekta. So Hollister into the ball game now. Shot from the free throw line by Wissing is going to be up and in, so he hits one out of two from the free throw line. Hollister, a 5'10" junior for the Patriots. 32-20. Adams Central out to a 12-point lead. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Barrett from the corner. Shot is up there for three. No good. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ryan Powell of Wood River. Adams Central will play things in. Patriots will play it in. The Cal will not. Left side of the lane. Down to Zach Hollister. Wood River is still playing their man-to-man defense. Out here to a Zach Hunt. Out near the 10-second line. Hunt dribbling with the ball against the Bossart. Bounce pass comes inside to Adi. Grabs it. His shot is up and in. Zach Hunt gets the assist. Calvin Ott gets the field goal. Third field goal of the ball game for Ott. He's now got 8 points in the contest. Adams Central is out to a 14-point lead now. It's 34-20. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play, there's a cross-court pass intercepted by Barrett. He drives, shoots, and scores. A turnover there on Wood River. There's six in the ball game. Barrett now with 8 points in the contest. And the Patriots have opened up a 16-point lead. Their biggest lead of the contest now at 36-20. 2:25 to play. Driving is Baxter. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Hollister and Hunt both there. I think it was Hunt who got his hands on it. It's going to be Wood River inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath thrown basket. Luke Wiseman back into the ball game now for Wood River. 2:21 to play here in the first half. All Patriots here tonight. 36-20 lead. Wood River will play things in way out on top. That's Seth Bossari. That's Ryan Powell. Is into the ball game now. Goes down in the corner to Luke Wiseman. Brings it up high on the block. Sends it back down to Powell. Powell out to Brock Baxter out here in three-point territory. And now we got a lot of contact inside, and a foul is going to be called. An elbowing foul inside there on Baxter of Wood River. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Eagles. Cooper Wissing is the guy who picked up the foul. That's going to be his first and out of Baxter. So Cooper picks up his first personal foul. Adams Central now with a 16-point lead will bring the ball back here. Zach Hunt on the dribble. Racy behind the screen from Ott. Hunt's going to crank up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected out of bounds and then lost out by AC. Cooper Wissing got the block at the other end there for Wood River. And then the Patriots touch it before it goes out of bounds, so Wood River will play things in. 1:54 to play here in the second quarter. 36-20. Patriots out on top by 16 points. Baxter hands it away. Ryan Powell circles around his screen. Down the lane he goes. An off-balance shot. No good. He's fouling the play. And Ryan Powell now goes to the free throw line. Fouled by Zach Hollister of AC. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Patriots. And now Ryan Powell will toe the mark here for Wood River. He is a 70% foul shooter in the season, 12 out of 17. He averages 10.9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. He misses this one. Wood River is a team hitting only 55% of their free throws so far this year. They are 42% from the field and 29% from three-point territory. Powell will have one more for the Eagles. His shot is up there. The high arcing charity toss is going to be no good, so he misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Calvin Ott. Here come the Patriots back the other way. Stein has got it now. Nick Stein for AC. Out to Zach Hunt. 90 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Patriots have the lead, 36-20. Hunt hands the ball away to Stein. And we got a whistle and a violation here on Adams Central. Evidently, Zach Hunt stepped out of bounds here on the near sideline. So it's seven turnovers now on the Patriots. Brock Baxter has got it for Wood River. Hands it away now to Ryan Powell from the top of the key. A shot for three is up there. It's around the rim and down. A three-pointer, Ryan Powell. He's now got 5 points in the basketball game. The Eagles are back to within 13. Patriots have the ball. 1:10 to play here in the second quarter. Nick Stein bounce pass down to the baseline. They get it to Hollister. Now to Stein. Drives for the hole. A shot. I don't know if that was a shot or not. He was trying to take it down to the corner. He's caught kind of in the air. A little indecision between going up for the shot, wanting to pass the ball away, and he just kind of threw it to the corner there. Ball goes out of bounds, and AC turns it over for the eighth time here tonight. 59 seconds to play. It is 36-23. Adams Central leading by 13, but the Eagles have the ball back. Baxter hands it away to Powell around the screen from Wissing. Now gives the ball away to Cooper out here in three-point territory. To Brock Baxter. AC is still under man-to-man defense. Baxter to the near sideline, flips it away. Ryan Powell. Powell has the ball stripped away and is loose, and now Powell is going to be whistled for a foul as he just reaches out and grabs Brady Barrett, who had the ball in his hand until he was ready to head back the other direction. He just reaches out and grabs him. So a personal foul is whistled on Powell. That's going to be his third. And now it's going to be Barrett going to the free throw line for AC. That's going to be team foul number eight on the Eagles here in the first half of play. And Barrett goes to the free throw line. He's got 2 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. 8 points already in the first half. And his first free throw of the night is up there and in. Brady, one of the better foul shooters on the team at 85%. He's now hit 42 out of 49 from the free throw line this season. Next shot is up there. It is good from Barrett. Brady now with 10 points in the ball game. He averages 14 in the season. And the Patriots lead by 15 points, 38-23 with 30 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Baxter drives the ball against Ott. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Barrett coming back the other way. 3-on-1. He drives it all the way to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Cooper Wissing. Wissing down to Baxter. Down the right sideline. They get it to Wiseman. His shot for three is up and in. Luke Wiseman hits the tray for Wood River. Now 38-26. Patriots leading by a dozen. We've got 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Zach Hunt driving the ball down the right side of the lane. Contact made and an offensive foul is called on Hunt. He knocks down Wiseman back down here on the right side of the lane. Zach picks up his first personal foul. Now with 3.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter, Wood River will inbound the ball. Cooper Wissing will get it to the far sideline to Wiseman. Wiseman approaches the 10-second line, launches it up. It's going to be no good, and that is the end of the first half of play. So Adams Central has got the lead here at halftime over Wood River in boys high school basketball. This is the quarterfinals of the Blue Plant Conference Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The score at halftime, Adams Central 38, Wood River 26. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. Boys High School basketball at 1230 KHAS. The Patriots down on top of Wood River at halftime. The score is 38-26. Adams Central jumped out to the big lead in the contest tonight. It was 17-4 with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter before the Eagles came back. And it was only a seven-point ball game at the end of the first quarter, 21-14. Patriots open up a 16-point lead in the second half at 36-20, and right now they lead by 12 points at 38-26 as the Eagles are back within the striking distance here in this one. 38-26 to score at halftime as Adams Central leads it here in the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament. Earlier tonight, it was the Adams Central girls winning tonight over Donovan Trumbull by the score of 41-17. Patriots led 11-5 at the end of the first quarter. It was 15-11 at halftime, and then Adams Central absolutely shuts down Donovan Trumbull in the second half. They outscore the Cardinals by a margin of 26-6. Adams Central goes on to win over Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 41-17 as Adams Central head coach Tim Marker joins us at halftime. And coach, maybe not a thing of beauty here tonight in the first ball game, but the Patriots got the job done. Played much better in the second half tonight.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, it was even tough for us to get Jalinda going in that third quarter, but when we finally got her going in the fourth quarter, you could kind of see the, you know, then everybody got their confidence back, and then, you know, everything kind of came up tempo a little bit more. We really had to rely on defense in the second half, and the girls did a great job. Our guards had to be more patient. We came out and hit some big threes to begin with, and everybody got kind of three happy, and you know, we got Jalinda the ball inside, and she just couldn't quite connect there early, and then she got a little frustrated, and then everybody got a little concerned about that, and so everybody got a little bit tight, and you know, then we had a few more turnovers, and so, you know, Donovan Trumbull did a nice job defensively again. They've got a good game plan against us, sagging inside and yet being able to help a little bit and bumping Jalinda and making her change her shot a little bit. They came with their taller post player a little more than last time, and, you know, the girls just did a nice job. We were able to turn it up there the second half, the third quarter and fourth quarter, and stretch the lead out a little bit.
I didn't think either team played with a lot of emotion in the first 16 minutes of the ball game. You guys just kind of hanging around. You had control of the ball game, but I didn't think either team played with a lot of spark there in the first two quarters.
Yeah, you know, and we had a chance to early when we hit some of those threes, and then it's just kind of frustrating because we come down to the other end and then play defense and maybe give them a put back, or they get a couple of rebounds and have to work so hard instead of getting that good quick stop and then transition back down to the other side. So it didn't really do a very good job getting into any kind of a flow until we started to get out and pressure them a little bit and got some quick turnovers in the half-court trap. And then we got some things going there, a little more confidence. But, you know, you're right. And I think there were a lot of nerves in this first game, as there usually are. And, you know, it's win or go home is kind of a situation for a week here. And so, you know, the girls felt the pressure and, you know, and did a nice job getting it started. And then we kind of struggled for a little while and then finally got Jalinda going again.
Yeah, in the first half, you guys shoot, 6 of 24 for 25%. Donovan Trumbull was 4 of 18 for 22%. So neither team really got into the offensive flow. Like I said, he had a couple of shots early, and that was enough to give you the lead.
Yeah, and, you know, we had three threes early, and we really relied on those, and then we didn't get much for a while after that. You know, just kind of like you said, I mean, we were kind of slow on our cutters, and they did a nice job of getting in the way and trying to deny cutters, and so our offense kind of was slow trying to get things going, and the screen and roll was a little slow. They get tips on balls, and you know, there just wasn't a very good flow to the game, and we come out of the game last week where we shoot 50% from the field and come out and shoot, you know, 25%, and it just makes a big difference as far as the flow of the game, and everybody's fighting for loose balls, and it's kind of playing between the three-point lines really more than anything else there for a while, and, you know, that just isn't a real good flow to anything. And you know, finally, again, we got the ball down inside, and Jalinda was able to do some things. They did a nice job taking the backside away from us tonight, and so that kind of changed that side of it as well.
Adam Central led at halftime 15-11. And like we said, you really own the second half of play. In addition to hitting some shots there in the third and fourth quarter, I think your defense stepped up as well, forced some turnovers, and got some easy buckets to the other end.
Yeah, they did a nice job. And I think, you know, in the first half, we were a little bit leery. When we played them the first time was coming out after the overtime game against Northwest, and we were a little bit tired, and we weren't able to get out and defend like we normally do. And once we kind of had the confidence that, hey, we can get out and defend, that we did get out and defend the three-point line, put a lot more pressure on them, kind of took them out of their offensive sets, and were very aggressive against any of the ball screens and did a good job switching. And then rotation was pretty good. We had some real good help defense. So just kind of gained some more confidence in their ability to get out and guard at the three-point line and be okay.
Yeah, you forced about 18 turnovers in the ball game tonight defensively. You held the opposition to 7 out of 38 for the field tonight for Donovan Trumbull. That's 18%. I like your chances when you have those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and holding them to zero in the third quarter was big for our confidence, and I'm sure was not very good for their confidence. That's kind of what happened in the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, where we start to get some of those baskets to go. Then you get more confident, and then you get your defense picked up, and then you get some turnovers, and you get some more points. And then all of a sudden, nobody gets tired anymore. You know, you get those shots to fall, and things kind of flow your way. All of a sudden, nobody's tired. Everybody wants to play, and we kind of were able to get to that point tonight.
Jalinda Hobson ended up with 13 points in the ball game, but 11 of those came in the second half of play. Just getting her the ball and in a good position and finishing at the rim, was that the difference?
Yeah, and she had 11 in the fourth, actually, we had done a decent job getting her the ball, and I think there were times she tried to do too much with it, maybe tried to go too far, and, you know, they did a nice job playing physical, and some of her shots just rimmed out, she kind of just, I think, worked a little bit harder, concentrated a little bit more, and just made those shots go in.
So now you're into the semifinals. You got at least two more games as the Lufac Conference plays the consolation games as well this weekend. So you get two more games. It'll be a Thursday and Saturday affair. You'll be matched up with either Ravenna or Centura. Still waiting for the score in there. Centura beat Ravenna tonight?
Overtime, yep.
So you got the Centurions coming up. That's a little bit of an upset there. Is the Centurions were the number 6 seed, Ravenna the number 3 seed. So you got a matchup with Centura, a team that you have seen so far this year?
Yeah, and we had a tough game with them the first time. They're going to be another tough matchup for us. They've got great guards, and their post players have been playing better. So Kathy's going to have them ready to go, and it should be a good matchup for us. We're just happy to be in the second round.
Adam Central beating Centura back in December 43-32 here at home. So the Centurions are into the semifinals, and you have a matchup on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. We got the second half coming up. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, the head coach for Adam Central. Again, the girls picking up a win tonight over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals in the quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Final score of 41-17. Adam Central has got the lead here at halftime, 38-26. In the first half of play, Wood River shot just 9 out of 27 from the field for 33%. Adam Central 15 out of 28 for 54%. Patriots 4 out of 11 on three-pointers for 36%. 4 out of 11 likewise for Wood River from three-point territory. Rebounds dead even right now at 10 apiece. Adam Central with the lead on the scoreboard, though, 38-26. As we start the third quarter here at Adam Central, leading the way for the Patriots is Zach Hunt and Brady Barrett with 10 points apiece. 7 for Brock Baxter for Wood River. Eagles have the opening possession. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up there no good by Bossard. Rebound is lost out of bounds. It was last touch there by Hunt. So Adam Central got out to the big lead early in the contest at 17-4 before the Eagles came back to outscore Adam Central 10-4 at the end of the first period. It was 21-14 at the end of one, 38-26. Here was to start the second half of play in Wood River with the opening possession here as they shoot to our basket to our right. Smith gets the start here in the second half. He's got the ball as he hands it away to Baxter. Brock Baxter right at the top of the key there for Wood River. Goes over to Cooper Wissing down in the corner. They get it to Smith. His entry pass is going to be deflected away from Wissing and lost out of bounds. So Wood River turns it over. The Eagles with a turnover here as Wood River in the first half of play had 9 turnovers. That's number 10 right there. Adam Central has turned the ball over 9 times as well. Patriots with a lead, though, 12 points, 38-26. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our left. Here's Barrett cranking one up from three-point range. His shot is up and in. Brady Barrett from a different area code on the right sideline scores. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, and the Patriots lead now by a score of 41 to 26. Here's a tip try up and in. That's going to go by Mitch Bossard. He gets the field goal there for Wood River. That's 4 points in the ball game now for Mitch. Down in the corner, Connor Lyons for three. Shot good. Connor Lyons throws up a three from deep in the left corner. That's three balls now for Connor. He's got 9 points in the contest. 44 to 28. Adams Central has got the lead with 6.5 minutes to play. The quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament here tonight from 1230 KHIS. Baxter with the ball. Dumps it off into the lane. That's going to be Wissing. His shot is up and in. Cooper Wissing scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 44 to 30. Patriots leading by 14 points. Deep in the left corner, Lyons again. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Bossard. Bossard gets it to Baxter. Hustles into the forecourt. Fires sideline to Wiseman. His shot for three is no good. Rebounded by Connor Lyons. He wants to run her back the other way. Three on three. Connor stops at the top of the three-point circle. To Nate drives for the hole. His shot good. Nate Arnold scores for Adams Central. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Patriots lead by 16 points again. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game, 46 to 30. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Baxter driving it to the elbow. Lobs it over here to Wiseman. Wiseman at the top of the three-point circle for Wood River. Gets it down to Brock Baxter. Baxter gets away. Drives it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Hunt just kind of let Baxter get away there. Took it into the lane. Another personal foul is going to be called here on AC. It's going to go on Calvin Ott. That's going to be his first. So Brock Baxter goes to the free throw line for Wood River. Baxter has got 7 points in the basketball game. First free throw of the night for Brock. It's up there. It's going to be no good. He's a 63% foul shooter in the season. 5'9" senior for the Eagles. Wood River has won 5 games in a row coming into the ball game here tonight. They are 8-5 in the season. Adams Central has lost just once. They're 13-1. Shot is up there by Baxter. It's going to be up and in. It's now a 46-31 ball game. Adams Central leading by 15 points. The winner moves on to the semifinals on Friday night. They will play at 8 o'clock. Here's Adams Central. They turn the ball away again as the pass comes into the lane. That's going to be 10 turnovers now in the Patriots. Bossart drives the baseline, puts up a little 12-footer. Shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central ball. So the Adams Central girls will play in the semifinals against Centura. We'll upset the number 3 seed Ravenna tonight in the quarterfinals of this Luplat Conference tournament. Adams Central plays either St. Paul or Ord Friday night in the second ball game at 8 o'clock in the semifinals if they can hang on. And now the Patriots turn the ball over away for the second consecutive time down the floor. And now head coach Tom Schlechta wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 46, Wood River 31.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Last check from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 14 minutes to play in the ball game. Kansas State leading Nebraska 53-39. Kansas State 53, Nebraska 39. 14 minutes to play at the Sports Center in Lincoln. That's in men's college basketball. 4:50 remaining here in the third quarter. Adams Central with a lead over Wood River, 46-31. Brock Baxter with the ball. Right side of the lane, bounce pass comes to Bossart. The ball's tipped away. It's picked up by Nate Arnold. He drives, shoots, and it's knocked out of his hands. It is loose. It's picked up by Connor Lyons. Good job there by Wood River. Getting back, knocking the ball out of Nate's hands. Connor Lyons has got it now for the Patriots. Back out near the 10-second line. Driving is going to be Barrett, and he's going to be fouled into play. Barrett just takes off and takes it to the rack there, and he is fouled by Wood River. The foul is going to go on Wissing. That's going to be his second. And now Brady Barrett goes to the free throw line here for AC. Barrett so far in the ball game has got 13 points. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Barrett is almost Mr. Automatic here. He's 85% from the free throw line. The Adams Central lead is now 16 points at 47-31. Next one is up there. Nothing but twine for Barrett. 48-31. Adams Central out on top here in the quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament, looking to advance to a Friday semifinal matchup. Here's a Wood River with the ball. Baxter has got it as he drives it into the lane. His shot is up there and in. Brock Baxter takes it to the hole there for Wood River. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and now Adams Central throws the ball out of bounds. Barrett trying to come to the near sideline, and it's off of Hunt's hands out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on Adams Central. Here's Barrett checking out of the ball game now, and Matt Overmiller comes in. 4:09 remaining here in the third quarter. Adams Central out on top by 15 points. It is 48-33. AC had a 12-point lead at halftime, 38-26. Wood River plays it in. Wissing has got it. Spins against Lyons. Puts it up to the shot. Blocked by Connor, and a foul is called. Connor Lyons is hit with a personal foul here for AC. That's going to be his third. And Wissing will go to the free throw line for Wood River. Wissing has got 5 points in the basketball game. 6'3" junior for the Eagles as he will toe the mark here. Wissing looks up there, dips the knee, shot is in the air, and it's no good. They'll have one more. Into the ball game now for AC is going to be Barrett. Coming out will be Connor Lyons. 4:05 remaining here in the third quarter. The Patriots looking for their 14th win of the season here tonight. And AC right now enjoying a 15-point advantage. Dunk shot is up there. It is good. So Cooper Wissing hits the free throw. And it is now 48-34. The Patriots by 14. Adams Central comes back quickly with the ball. Matt Overmiller has got it. Out here to Zach Hunt. Diagonal pass down in the corner. Barrett for three. Shot good again. Brady Barrett nails another one from the deep right corner. He has now got 18 points in the ball game, 51-34. Adams Central starting to pull away now here in the third quarter. Bossart with the ball. Feeds it inside to Cooper Wissing at the elbow. Now to Baxter. Dribbles it down the lane. And shot off of the window. No good. And a rebound comes down to Adams Central. Hunt gets it away. Nate Arl hustles into the forecourt to Overmiller. Shot from the baseline. Good. Little 10-footer off the left baseline by Matt Overmiller. That's Matt's first field goal of the ball game. And the Patriots now lead by 19 points. It is 53-34. Ryan Powell has got the ball on the left sideline to Bossart. Seth comes across the top to a Brock Baxter. Baxter, bounce pass inside, tipped away there from Wissing. The scramble is on. Now a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on Wood River's Riley Egger, who just checked into the ball game. Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt. 3:09 remaining third quarter. 53-34. Adams Central has got the lead. And the Patriot girls picking up a win in the opener tonight over Donovan Trumbull, 41-17. They will play Centura in the semifinals on Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Kearney Catholic. Championship ball game for the girls on Saturday at 6. The boys will go Saturday at 8 in the championship game. Adams Central leading here by 19 points. The Patriot boys are the number 3 seed here in the tourney. Here's Nick Stein for 3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Wissing. Wissing down the near sideline now to a Brock Baxter. Baxter out here in 3-point territory behind his screen. Camping up a shot. Gives it away to Wissing. Out of Bossart. Right side. Bounce pass is going to be too far. Egger can't control it. A turnover there on Wood River. That's their 11th of the ball game. Patriots come back the other way. Barrett goes to Hunt. Pass over here to the near side to Nick Stein. Drives it to the hole. His shot is up there and in. Nick Stein hits the field goal for Adams Central. That's his first bucket of the night. And the Patriots now lead for the first time by 20-plus. 55-34. With 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Boss out with the ball. Back inside to Wissing. Spins one way, then the other. Forces up a shot. No good. He's fouled into play. And Cooper Wissing will go to the free throw line here for Wood River. Foul goes on Overmiller. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots. Cooper Wissing to the free throw line now for Wood River. Wissing with 6 points in the ball game thus far. 52% from the free throw line this season. He is 2 of 3 so far tonight. He'll have 2 shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. First shot is up there from Cooper. It's going to be no good. Hastings College playing at Concordia tomorrow night here on 1230 KHS. We'll be at the all-new Dog Pound in Seward. 5:45 pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women. 8 o'clock for the guys. The Hastings College women ranked number 1 in the nation. Next shot by Cooper Wissing is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good, so he misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Overmiller. Matt brings it up on the dribble now for AC across the timeline, right-handed dribble. Sends out here and gives the ball away to Zach Hunt. AC runs the offense against the man-to-man. Hunt drives it to the hole, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Wood River got their hands in there. But Hunt loses the ball out of bounds. Zach questioning that call with the officials. That's going to be the 13th turnover on AC here in the ball game. So Wood River comes back the other direction. Under 2 minutes to play now in the third quarter. AC with a 21-point lead. Here's Smith for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Egger. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Egger. Follow shot is up. No good. He's fouled in the play. And Riley Egger will go to the free throw line now. He was fouled in the play by Barrett of AC. That's going to be his second. So Riley Egger will toe the mark here. A 6'2" junior for the Eagles. Has not scored so far tonight. He has hit only one out of 16 for the free throw line this year. And he hits that one. Now, he was one of 16 coming into the ball game tonight. That's 6%. But he cans his first one right here. And the Eagles are down by 20. Next shot is up there. It's good. So a 6% foul shooter goes to the free throw line here and cans a pair. That's now a 55-36 ball game. Adams Central leading by 19 over Miller in the lane. Nice pass down low. Hollister has got it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses that one from point-blank range. And the rebound comes down to Bossart. Mitch into the forward court. Now to Brock Baxter. Drives it down the right side of the lane. That's going to be Smith. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by AC. Running back the other way. Hunt has got the ball. And now we got a timeout on the far sideline as Hunt stopped over there and picked up the dribble. And head coach Tom Slechta calls the timeout. Adams Central wants to talk things over. A minute and 24 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 55, Wood River 36.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots stretching their lead here in the third quarter thanks to their hot shooting. They're hitting 60% from the field in the third quarter, 6 out of 10. Wood River so far has made only 3 out of 10 shots. 55-36, the Patriots now leading by 19. Here's Stein dribbling into the lane, angling in from the wing. Here's pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Ryan Powell has got it. That's the 14th turnover on Adams Central in the ballgame, and it comes following the timeout from Tom Slechta. As we approach the one-minute mark here in the third quarter, Baxter has got the ball now for Wood River. Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense down in the corner, cranking up a three-pointer. That's Ryan Powell. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's picked up by Baxter, and he lays it in. Brock Baxter now with 12 points in the ballgame, 55-38, a 17-point lead for AC. We're down to 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Nate Arlt with the ball just across the 10-second line. Wood River extends out their defense. Nate has still got it. Nate drives the ball. Man falls down. That's Smith. Arlt goes down in the corner to Stein. Back out to Nate near the 10-second line. Picked up again by Smith of Wood River. Nate gets away, dribbles to the elbow, comes out here to the 10-second line to a Zach Hunt. That and Nate. Adams Central playing for the final shot here in the third quarter. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Arlt gets away. Nice pass underneath to Overmiller. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Nate Arlt got away. Nice pass to Overmiller, who is wide open underneath the basket there. He gets the field goal to go down, and Smith picks up the personal foul for Wood River. First foul on Smith. Coming in, it's going to be Calvin Ott for AC. Stein will come to the bench. Hollister is going to check in for Adams Central. Here comes Jake Fowler back in. 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 57-38. Adams Central has got the lead. Matt Overmiller to the free throw line. He's got 4 points tonight. 66% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, so he converts on a three-point play. 58-38. AC now by 20. Wood River has got the ball. Baxter across the midcourt stripe here. He's picked up by Zach Hunt. Baxter dribbling with the ball. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, comes to the near side. Powell on the wing, puts a man in the air, fires up a shot. It's going to be no good, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here tonight at Adams Central High School. The Loop Black Conference Tournament to score the Patriots 58, Wood River 38.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. 58-38 is the score. The Patriots out on top. 3 minutes to play at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Kansas State appears to be headed to a win over the Huskers tonight in men's college basketball. Kansas State 73, Nebraska 51. Kansas State 73, Nebraska 51. Men's college basketball action tonight. Husker women will play tomorrow night. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS. We'll be in Seward. This will be a third game of a little three-game road trip for the Broncos. Both the Hastings College men and women will play the Concordia Bulldogs on the air with the pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon with Bronco head coach Jeff Dittman. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Both contests here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central trying to finish things off. The Patriots would play in the semifinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament coming up on Friday night at 8 o'clock if they can hang on here. And Adams Central will start this fourth and final quarter with a 20-point lead, 58-38. Connor Lyons has got the ball out to Nate Arlt. Out of the right sideline to Zach Hunt. Zach dribbling to the elbow, puts up a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound Baxter for Wood River. Brock Baxter will bring it back the other way for the Eagles and cranks up a three. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound to Ryan Powell. Powell has got it here on the right sideline. Comes across the top to Baxter. Baxter holds the ball against Hunt. Now dribbles it to the far sideline. Baxter down in the corner. Back out on top to Brock Baxter. Sam Wadaszewski is into the ball game now for Wood River. There's a pass down low. A shot is up there, and it's no good by Smith. We got a foul called. The foul is going to go on Nate Arlt. Third foul on Nate. Going to the free throw line will be Chad Smith, 75% foul shooter in the season. 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. He's got 5 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. That one is good. 58-39. Adams Central in control. The Patriots have led this baby from start to where we're at right now. 21-14 at the end of the first quarter. 38-26 at halftime. 58-38 after three. And now we're 53 seconds into the fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. It is no good by Smith. Ball being tapped around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. 7:04 remaining here in the fourth quarter. End of the contest, Luke Wiseman coming out. It's going to be Smith. Here comes Hutt back into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Calvin Ott. So the score is 58-39. Adams Central the lead. The Patriots in the third quarter. They outscore Wood River 20-12 thanks to a 64% shooting from the field. There's one from the deep right corner. It's up and in. Brady Barrett likes that spot. A three-pointer by Barrett from the deep right corner. He's got 21 in the ball game, and the Patriots lead Wood River now by a score of 61-39. The Eagles in the third quarter hit only 4 out of 13 from the field for 31%. So they were outshot 64% to 31%. Here's a three-pointer put up there no good by Wiseman, and the ball is tipped out. It's picked up by Baxter. Baxter drives the ball against Hunt, takes the ball down to the baseline. Now he's double-teamed, goes up with a shot anyway. It's up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out, and the foul is called. A foul is going to go on Luke Wiseman of Wood River. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Eagles here in the second half of play. No free throws, so with 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, we'll come back the other direction with the Patriots out on top on a score of 61-39. We'll name our players of the game after this one tonight at the coach's postgame show with Tom Slekta. Here's Barrett from the deep right corner again. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Wissing. Cooper Wissing. Dribbles out of there now for the Eagles. Gets the ball to Baxter. Down to the far sideline. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. A three-pointer by Ryan Powell from the left sideline. Powell has now got 8 points in the ball game, and Wood River wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and six minutes and one second to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 61, Wood River 42.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Minute 30 to play in Lincoln. Kansas State leading Nebraska 74-55 now. Kansas State 74, Nebraska 55. Men's college basketball from the Sports Center in Lincoln. So it appears the Huskers will drop to 1-6 now in the Big 12 Conference after their loss tonight. They will be 13-9 overall. Adams Central looking to win their 14th ball game of the season here tonight. The Patriots out on top, 61-42. If you want to look ahead, the Patriots and the Blue Hawks will play next Tuesday night here at the Patriot Gym. St. Cecilia winning the Centennial Conference basketball tournament over the weekend. They have one loss. Adams Central with a one loss right now. They'll be 14-1 after this one. That ball game will be next Tuesday here at the Patriot Gym. Here's a Nate Arlt driving into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bossart. So Mitch has got it now for Wood River. Gets it away to Brock Baxter. Baxter dribbling out here in three-point territory. Now he's double-teamed. Gets it away to Bossart down in the corner. Long-range jumper by Wiseman. It's going to be no good. Rebound whizzing. Spins. He has it tipped away. And it is picked up here by Nick Stein. Stein now comes to the near sideline to Nate Arlt. Arlt out to Stein now in three-point territory. Dribbles once, comes to Nate, swings it over to the right side. That's going to be Hunt with the ball. Hunt matched up with Brock Baxter. Hunt gets away, dribbles it all the way to the basket. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound, double team. Jump pass comes out to Stein on the wing. Out to a Nate Arlt now near the 10-second line. Patriots keep it alive, 5 minutes to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Arlt drives down the lane. Contact made, foul called. It's going to go on Wiseman. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six. On the Eagles, no free throws here. AC will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own hoop. Zach Hunt gets it in to Stein. To Zach, fakes the three on the dribble, takes it to the elbow, comes out down to Arlt near the 10-second line. Nate off to Zach, dribble penetration, ball poked away, foul called on Baxter. Brock Baxter picks up the personal foul for Wood River. That's going to be his second. Now Adams Central will play things in on the near sideline. Hunt will go into the backcourt to Nate Arlt. The pace has kind of slowed down a little bit here in the fourth quarter. 61-42 is the score. Adams Central with a 19-point lead. Under 5 minutes to go as Nate dribbles with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Hunt. Baxter goes for the steal. It's going to be tipped away. The scramble is on. It's still loose. Picked up now by Stein in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound to Ryan Powell. Powell has got it now to Baxter for Wood River. Baxter dribbling with the ball down the near sideline. Here come the Eagles. Here's Wiseman for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stein. Nick dribbles out of there for Adams Central. Down the right sideline. The Patriots still with a 19-point lead. 61-42. Stein has got it. He dribbles down the right side of the lane. It's going to be poked away. And it's going to be picked up here by Ryan Powell. And then a foul is called in backcourt on Stein. So Stein lost the ball and then commits the personal foul on defense. That's going to be his second foul. That's turnover number 15 on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Here comes Fowler into the ballgame now for AC, replacing Stein. 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Adams Central out on top of Wood River by a score of 61-42. So this score stands up. It'll be Adams Central playing in the semifinals of the Luplan Conference Tournament Friday at 8. The girls will play Thursday at 8 o'clock in the semifinals. All those games will be played at Kearney Catholic, the semifinals and the championship and the consolation games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's a personal foul called now on Adams Central. It's going to go on Connor Lyons. That's going to be his fourth. Connor checks back out. Here comes Ott back into the ball game. And going to the free throw line will be Cooper Wissing. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll have our players of the game and the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Cooper Wissing to the line. He's 2 of 5 so far. His shot is up there. That one is good. Cooper now has 7 points in the basketball game for the Eagles. It is now 61-43. Adams Central leading by 18 points. Cooper Wissing will have one more. Set to the free throw line. Throws it up there, and it's right down through the hole. It's good. Wissing now with 8 points in the contest, and it's 61-44. AC with the ball now, quickly into the forecourt. Here's Jake Fowler. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Sends it to the right side. That's Barrett with the ball. Barrett goes over to Fowler in the corner, out to Nate Arl near the 10-second line as Wood River picks up the Patriots all over the floor now, their offensive zone. Nate looking to drive it, now puts it on the floor and dribbles. Takes it down the left side of the lane, has it tipped away, picks it back up. Arl dribbles back out into the 10 or three-point territory. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made, and a foul is called. Foul is going to go on Wood River. All right, we'll go to the free throw line here with 3:14 to play. Foul goes on Bossart. That's going to be his third. So Nate Arl to the free throw line, 64% foul shooter in the season. 0 for 1 so far tonight. Arl puts it up there, and the shot is no good. He'll get one more. Nate averaging 8 points per ball game so far this year. He's got six in the book here tonight. Patriots still lead by 17 points. It is 61-44. Nate Arl will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is perfect. And the Patriots add a free throw here. 62-44. So we approach the three-minute mark here in the contest. Wood River has got the ball. Brock Baxter behind his screen. Baxter picked up by Ott. Dribble penetration. Now the ball is poked away. It's picked up by Fowler. Driving back the other way. Here's a nice feed to Barrett. His shot is no good. Yeah, two on two back the other way, and they blew it there as Wood River turned the ball over for the 13th time. Here's a long-range three put up there, no good by Powell. Follow shot, Wissing up and in. Powell misses the first one. Cooper Wissing right there on the follow for Wood River. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and it's 62-46. A 16-point lead, and now we got a collision again. Driving for the hole there for Adams Central was Barrett, and he is knocked down into play as he angles toward the basket. And Brady Barrett will go to the free throw line here. Two minutes and 36 seconds to play. Adams Central has got the lead. Personal foul goes on Bossart, I believe. Oh, Brady is missing a tooth or what, but he's searching for something. He was knocked down into play. And Barrett's free throw is up and in. Barrett now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. He's got 22 points in the ballgame. 63-46. Next one is up there. It's good. So Barrett, with or without the front tooth, cans a couple of free throws. 64-46. Patriots have the lead. Down the right side of the lane is going to be Baxter, and a reaching in foul on Nate. Arl picks up his fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Patriots, so we're going to have some free throws now. Brock Baxter will go to the free throw line for Wood River. Baxter with 12 points in the ballgame. Cooper Wissing has got 10 to lead the Eagles here in the ballgame tonight. Baxter will have a 1-1 situation right here. His shot is up there, hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. 64-47. Adams Central has led this baby from the opening tap. But at halftime, 38-26. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's good. So the Patriots are going to go to 14-1 after this one here tonight. Wood River will drop to 8-6. And their five-game winning streak is over. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. It's 64-48. Patriots have the lead. Adams Central back into the forecourt. Here's Zach Hunt back into the ball game. Has got the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. Has it knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Powell. 16 turnovers on Adams Central in the ballgame. Baxter comes back quickly, stops in the wing on the left side, goes down to the baseline. There's a bounce pass left side of the lane. Now they kick it back out as Wissing gets it out to Baxter. His shot for three is up there. It is no good. Arnold had the rebound, lost it out of bounds. So Wood River will play things in. Barrett comes back into the ballgame now for Adams Central. Overmiller checks out. Down to the scorer's table will be Zach Hollister. He will check in. Checking out is going to be Jake Fowler. Connor Lyons also wants to check in here for Adams Central with a couple of minutes to play. And Nate the Skate will come to the bench now for head coach Tom Slechter in AC. Luke Wiseman will inbound the ball here for Wood River with 2:01 to play. Wiseman looking, They get it into Cooper Wissing. End of lane. Puts up a little one-hander over Lyons. No good. Rebound. Baxter. Follow shot is up and in. Brock Baxter on the offensive glass. He scores. He's now got 16 in the ballgame. 64-50. Adams Central by 14. Here's Barrett. Mishandles the ball in the corner. It goes out of bounds, and they give it to Adams Central as Cooper Wissing was out there for Wood River. Probably should have had the turnover right there, but Cooper could not handle the ball. It goes out of bounds, and now Tom Selecta wants to call a timeout. The Eagles slowly but surely sneaking their way back into things here. A minute and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 64, Wood River 50.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Final score from Lincoln. Kansas State beat Nebraska tonight 76-57. Kansas State 76, Nebraska 57. That one is final. Men's college basketball from Lincoln. Oklahoma State in town to take on the fourth-ranked Nebraska women tomorrow night. That game also at the Sports Center. 7 o'clock tip-off time, 6:45 for the pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings playing at Concordia. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon, with the women's game going at 6 and the guys to follow at 8. 64-50. Patriots leading by 14 points here over Wood River. Adams Central has got the ball following the timeout from head coach Tom Selecta. Nate Arnold out here near the 10-second line with some dribble penetration. Gives it back up as the Patriots will spread the floor here for the final minute or so of this ball game. Barrett has got it now. Adams Central not even looking to go for a shot right now. Brady Barrett down the right side of the lane. Stops. He's double-teamed. Gets it away now to Nate Arnold. Now to Connor Lyons. The Eagles just chasing the Patriots all over their offensive zone right now. Zach Hunt, double-teamed. Goes to Nate Arnold. Arnold sends it down in the corner. Brady Barrett will fire up a three. A shot no good. An air ball. Rebound to Cooper Wissing. So Wissing brings it down the right sideline. Nate almost got the steal there, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Arnold goes sailing into the Wood River bench. A minute and 1 second to play. Into the ball game now for AC is going to be Nick Stein. Coming out will be Barrett. 64-50. Patriots leading by 14 points. Here's a Baxter with the ball. Baxter picked up there by Calvin Ott of Adams Central. Baxter gets away from Ott, drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose, and Calvin grabs it here for AC. Ott gets it away. Now to Lyons, to Nate Arnold. Now to Zach Hunt, to Connor Lyons, into the forecourt. Here's Hunt down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. They got him the ball, and the foul is going to go here on Wood River. 34.5 seconds to play here in this one. Zach Hunt will go to the free throw line for AC. He's got 10 points in the ball game thus far. The foul goes on Ryan Powell of Wood River. As he fouls out of the basketball game, Hunt hits the free throw. Here comes the next one by Hunt. That is up and in. So Powell is out of the ball game now. That makes the score 66-50. Here's a long-range jumper by Baxter from several feet behind the three-point circle. He hits that one. Baxter has got 19 points in the ball game for Wood River. Now we got a foul called. As Baxter is going to commit to personal foul, so he hit the long three there from several feet behind the three-point arc. Now he commits to personal foul. That's going to send AC to the free throw line. 23.2 seconds to play here in this one. 66-53, so the Patriots will move on to the semifinals. On the boys' side of things, they'll play either St. Paul or Ord coming up on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is no good by Hunt. Again, all the consolation games, the championship games, and the semifinals games, both boys and girls, will air this week on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Second shot by Hunt is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wood River. Baxter has got the ball again for the Eagles. Sends it down in the corner. There's Smith for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Wissing. Wissing keeps it alive. Out to Baxter again for three. A shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound Nate Arnold with 5 seconds to go. Nate down the right sideline, dribbling with the ball. Double teamed. Arnold gets it away to Connor Lyons, and that is the ball game. Adams Central going to win it tonight in boys high school basketball. The Patriots will move on to the semifinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Again, they will play on Friday night at 8 o'clock against either St. Paul or Ord at Kearney Catholic High School. The Patriots improved to 14 wins and one loss on the season. They beat Wood River for the second time this season. Tonight, they knock off the Eagles. The final, Adams Central 66, Wood River 53. You're listening to high school basketball.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Adams Central girls and boys both coming up winners here this evening in the quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Again, the Adams Central girls beat Donovan Trumbull tonight.
Insurance
41-17 as the Patriots outscore the Cardinals 26-6 in the second half of play. Adams Central boys lead from start to finish here tonight, and the Patriots beat Wood River by the score of 66-53. Adams Central got out of the gates well again tonight, 17-4 in the first 5 minutes of the ball game. But Wood River comes back. They score the next 10 points of the ball game. In fact, 10 out of the next 12, as the Eagles pull within 5 points at 19-14. It was 21-14 at the end of the first quarter. But Adams Central goes on. They had a 12-point lead at halftime, 38-26. Patriots led by 20 at the end of three quarters, 58-38, as they outscored the Eagles in the third quarter, 20-12, after shooting 60% from the field in that third quarter. They go on to win 66-53 here tonight over the Eagles. Adams Central now 14-1 on the season. They'll play in the semifinals on Friday night at 8 o'clock at Kearney Catholic High School against either St. Paul or Ord. Meanwhile, Wood River has a five-game winning streak. Go by the wayside here tonight as they drop to 8 wins and 6 losses after losing to the Patriots 66-53. Brady Barrett led the way tonight for the Patriots. He had 23 points in the ball game. Zach Hunt had 12, so only two players in double figures tonight for AC. Connor Lyons had 9 points, 8 points for Calvin Ott, 7 for Nate Arnold, 5 for Matt Overmiller, and 2 for Nick Stein. Patriots 12 out of 16 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 16 turnovers in the basketball game. Wood River turned the ball over 13 times tonight. They were 12 out of 20 the free throw line. They were led by Brock Baxter. He had 19 points. Cooper Wissing had 10. The other scorers for Wood River, Ryan Powell had 8 points tonight. Other scorers, 5 for Chad Smith, 4 for Mitch Bossert, 3 points for Luke Wiseman, 2 points for Riley Egger, and 1 for Seth Bossart. So again, Adams Central wins tonight. Wins it tonight in boys high school basketball. The Patriots 66. Wood River 53. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
And we're back at Adams Central here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central wins it here tonight on both ends. The boys knocking off Wood River 66-53. And the Adams Central girls winning 41-17. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Jalinda Hobson again leading the Patriots in scoring. 13 points in the ball game, with 11 of those coming in the fourth quarter of play. Janessa Boland got the Patriots started tonight. A couple of early three-pointers. She finishes with 8 points in the ball game. Also, Cheyenne Gotch contributes 7 points and had several rebounds in the ball game tonight. All candidates for our player of the game on the girls' side of things. For the guys, Brady Barrett with 23 in the ball game. Zach Hunt had 12. Connor Lyons had 9 points. Nate Arnold had 7. All for Adams Central as the Patriots beat Wood River tonight, 66-53. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight for Adams Central, Jalinda Hobson will win on the girls' side of things. She leads the team in scoring tonight, had 11 points in the fourth quarter of play, finishes with 13 in the ball game. She had 5 field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Jalinda Hobson with 13 points in the ball game tonight. And for the guys, Brady Barrett, he leads the way in scoring tonight for the Patriots, 23 points in the ball game, 10 in the first half, 13 more in the second half as Brady connected on 5 3-pointers here tonight. He had 1 2-point field goal, and he was also 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Brady Barrett with 23 points will win our Player of the Game award tonight for the Adams Central boys, Jalinda Hobson for the girls. Again, Adams Central picking up 2 wins tonight, 41-17 in the girls' game over Donovan Trumbull. The Adams Central boys knock off Wood River 66-53. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Patriot Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central wins it tonight over Wood River, 66-53. As head coach Tom Slechta joins us on the post game. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Once again, it was the Patriot patented start there. I don't know what you do at the beginning of the ball game, but you guys got out to a 17-4 lead.
Mike, I don't know how many games you cover for us, but we don't want Blaine covering anymore because when you cover, we always jump 10-2, 13-2. Blaine comes watch us and give Jonathan a ton of credit. Jonathan about beats us when Blaine just comes and sits in the stands. So let's tell, and again, Jonathan played their tails off. That's no disrespect to Jonathan. They had us beat that night. But let's tell Blaine not to show up, and we'll let you come and do all of our games, all right?
Yeah, it seems like every time I'm with you guys, you get out to the start 17-4 here tonight. But then he kind of let Wood River back into the ball game, and before we know it, it was 19-14.
Well, you know, there again, I told you the same thing in the fourth. Two things there. Part of that's us and being impatient. I thought we got a little bit impatient with our passing up the court. We tried to get a layup on every rebound instead of just sometimes they were kind of taken away. If you notice, teams are starting to scout us. They know we want to throw the ball ahead, so they're sending guys like to the sidelines to try and guard us. So sometimes the ball handler has to go from coast to coast. So that's what we told them to do. The other thing is give Wood River credit. You know, they just didn't fold. And they just stayed with their game plan. They did a great job in the first half during that stretch of we weren't switching their like handoff play. It wasn't a screen. It was kind of like a handoff. So when we didn't switch it, Baxter kept getting drives to the hoop, and he was hitting those little 10-12 footers. And then in the second half, in that third quarter, we switched all of them. And you could hear our guys talking and switching. And then they were trying to post us, but we were playing good backside help, and that was creating mismatches. And it was creating problems because our guards were getting around their posts, and they couldn't get lobs over the top because our backside guards were there. So Wood River on both sides, credit them for coming back in both the first and in the fourth quarter, but it was partly what we were doing as well.
Coach, is that what the teams are trying to do to slow your running game down is to I guess, guard the outlet pass to each sideline and make the guys bring the ball up the floor to kind of slow the tempo down a little bit?
A lot of really good coaches will say that you want to pick your guys up almost at half court all the way out against really good teams because you play like a Ravenna, and if you don't guard them all the way out, they're going to get run out transition threes. Now, normal conventional wisdom in a high school game is you go right down the middle and just guard the hoop. But against really, really good teams with good shooters, you better get out wide. They like to push and run. So that's what Lexington did to us. They got some steals, and we saw that they did the same thing. I think St. Paul got some on us, and so did Donovan. So then it really helps your offense, though, because if they have to space out that wide, then the guy in the middle with the rebound can go coast to coast, Zach Hunt, Brady Barrett, Nate Arlt. So down the road, I think it'll help us. But right now, it's causing us some problems.
Adams Central got onto a 38-26 halftime lead, and then they outscored Wood River 20-12 in the third quarter at 58-38. Had things basically go your way, and then had kind of an ugly fourth quarter of play as really couldn't get much going. Had a lot of turnovers there in the fourth.
Yeah, you know, and there again, credit Wood River. They didn't fold it. They cut it to 14 with like three to go, and so they kept playing hard. And you know, they're getting hands on balls, and our guys. We talked about it. We'll work on it tomorrow, first thing in practice. When you're driving against a team that's trying to get steals at the end of a game and they're trying to reach for balls, you can't pass through their hands, and you cannot pass the ball until you jump stop because they're really trying to get in the passing lane and jump the passing lane. They're not really guarding your drive because when you drive, Mike, they know you're not going to score half the time because defense is sinking in, and then we get into problems because we kick to our shooters and they don't know when to turn it off. So we got shooters that are shooting, you know, because they don't know how to turn it off. And so that caused problems too, but primarily it's on that drive. The dribbler has to jump stop strong. He may have to take 3 or 4 seconds before he passes it out. He may even call a timeout or throw the ball off of them. But what you don't want to do is try and pass through hands at that point. Sometimes early in the game you can get those because defenders aren't playing the passing lane. They're playing the driver or the shot. But they're not playing the shot or the drive there. They're playing to get the steal on the ball.
I don't know if Brady Barrett has a little X out there deep in the right corner or what, but I'll tell you what, he's got a favorite spot out there. He hits a 23 tonight. He had 5 3-pointers. I think all five were from the exact same spot. Does he just have a little X out there in practice?
Mike, I don't think there's any spot for Brady Barrett he don't like. I've heard officials run by and say, there isn't a shot Brady Barrett doesn't like. He'll hit him from the left corner, the right corner, the wings. He pulled up that first one from 27. My assistant coach, Josh Lewis, by the way, my assistant coaches are fantastic. Zach Foster is unbelievable. Zeb Noyd, Kelsey Kenyon, Josh Lewis. They do a great job. Josh Lewis told me before the game, he said, Coach, the first time Brady touches in transition, it's going up across half court. It might be 35. It might be 25. I don't care. And he caught it from 26 on the left wing, and he just threw it up. And it almost went, you know, kind of bounced in and out and went out. But that's just the way he plays. We love it.
So Barrett's 23 points in the ballgame. Zach Hunt had 12 points. So you guys move on to the semifinals. You get the job done here tonight. Now you move on to the semifinals, and that's what you like. You got two games to play now as you go up at Kearney Catholic now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this four-game tournament's going to be great whether Ord or St. Paul wins, because Ord had two of their starters get hurt in the last 3 weeks, so they've lost, I think, 5 of 7 or something, but they battled us tooth and nail here, and Ord's a really good basketball team, Mike. And I'm going to tell you right now, Ord might beat St. Paul tonight. If anybody thinks that's a given, they're crazy. Of course, if we play St. Paul, they're really solid too, both on record and on court. But Ord is a lot better than their record would show, because they lost a one-point game to Kearney Catholic. They lost close to us. They lost to Wood River in overtime. And they had another starter come back just within this last week. So don't be surprised. They've been creeping on St. Paul. They played them 3 or 4 times, and it's gone from 15 down to 8. Don't be surprised if Ord doesn't win this one tonight.
All right.
Scoring yet?
I haven't got it in yet, but I'll remember you. Yes. You told me that, all right? Ravenna is the number one seed on the boys' side of things. You guys kind of feel like you have a little chip here. You got one loss, and you're the number three seed here in the conference tournament. You kind of play with a little chip here now for the next 2 days?
You know, honestly, Mike, that's all fair in love and war, because if you think about it, as far as the conference is concerned, we love our conference. We are B this year, even though we're the smallest B. We'll be the smallest B next year because about 6 teams dropped. Then we're going to go to C1. So when we're C1 and we're playing these 4 or 5 B schools, we get additional points playing up. So give credit to Ravenna, the Loup Cities, Donovan, Ord, all those teams, Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, I don't care who, because if they're getting those extra points like Ravenna for playing up, give them credit, because they're playing in a conference with the team, and we're just happy that we're in the Loup Lat, and that it's a great conference for basketball. So we don't see it that way. You know, it was a little disconcerting last year when we were 7-0 in the conference and had to go to Kearney Catholic. But that was kind of an anomaly. But we had lost some games, too. We had 3 or 4 losses, so that was a different situation. So, but, you know, really this year we don't feel like that at all, because we know how good Ravenna is, St. Paul, Kearney Catholic, Loup City, Wood River, on down the road.
What's it going to take to win this thing now, Coach?
You know, it's going to take 2 great efforts, because I don't care who wins it, whether Loup City or Kearney Catholic wins that. If Ravenna wins and beats Donovan tonight, by the way, Donovan's got everybody back. They might have battled Ravenna tooth and nail tonight, too, and I should have mentioned that. So whoever wins it, no matter who it is, they're going to have 2 good efforts to win this thing.
Okay, I'm turning you over to Duda over in Kearney now. He's got the games for the rest of the weekend.
I can't believe you're doing that to me, Mike. I can't believe Doug and Daddy. I mean, no love from old Doug.
He'll take care of you, my man.
Okay, all right.
See you this weekend. Bye.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that's Tom Slechta, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, all the games this weekend, both the girls and boys consolation championship games. And the semifinals can be heard this weekend on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Yeah, Tom Slechta, great guy, but you know what? He wears me out. It's like I need a timeout. I need to call the TO here on the postgame show. Adams Central shooting exactly 50% from the field tonight, 24 out of 48. Meanwhile, Wood River was 17 out of 53 for 32%. The Patriots hit 8 out of 19 from three-point range for 42%. Wood River was 6 out of 21 for 29%. Patriots getting out-rebounded tonight by Wood River, 27 to 17, including 13 to 6 on the offensive end. Patriots had 15 turnovers in the ballgame, 16 for Wood River. Patriots came up with 12 steals in the ballgame, only 7 for Wood River. For the free throw line, Adams Central was 12 out of 16, 75%. Wood River was 13 out of 22 for 59%. Patriots with 2 block shots in the ballgame. Wood River also with 2 blocks in the contest. So both the Adams Central boys and girls will play in the semifinals. The girls will play on Thursday night at 8. Adams Central boys will play Friday night at 8 o'clock. The boys' championship going to be held Saturday at 8 with a consolation game at 4, all at Kearney Catholic. The girls' championship game 6 o'clock on Saturday with a girls' consolation game at 2. Tomorrow night, Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHIS will be on the road with the Broncos. They will be in Seward to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. Airtime will be at 5:45, pregame show. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off for the women, 8 o'clock for the guys, both games here on 1230 KHIS. In the final scores, the Adams Central girls picking up a win over Donovan Trumbull tonight, 41-17 in the quarterfinals. The Adams Central boys beating Wood River on the boys' side of things in the quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Final score, 66-53. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, back at the radio station, Tyler Moffitt, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports.